I got a neighbor's thing, an app or something on my phone, and it started blowing up on Sunday. And I'm like, wow, because usually it blows up when people are like, hey, there was a suspicious character in my neighborhood, and they send out alerts to everybody in that part of town. So I'm sitting there, and I get one alert early in the morning, one later on in the day. In the middle of the afternoon, I get another one. And the alerts say, hungry coyotes around the Wallen and Coldwater Road area.
Oh, my.
Hungry, though.
Well, one of them said that they were, I don't know how you could tell. Carrie, you worked at the zoo. How can you tell if a coyote's hungry?
Perhaps he's in the drive-thru line.
They teach you that at the zoo.
That's right. That's right.
Apparently, one of them was in the middle of the day in one of the neighborhoods out there by Coldwater and Wallen Road. Don't they usually come out at night?
I've seen them during the day.
You have seen them.
I've seen them both. I've seen them at night and during the day.
Okay. I've never even seen a coyote, ever.
They're like a little, they look like a little dog.
That's what I heard. They look like, but how do you tell it's not a little dog?
Well, the tail. I think the tail is different.
Because the tail is real bushy, like a fox tail. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of grayish, brownish in color. And they look like almost like a little tiny wolf, but kind of a wolf-dog mix, but they're smaller than
They're small. They're not very big, but...
Are they mean? Like, why is everybody always so mad at coyotes?
They're mad at coyotes because coyotes will eat small animals. You know, they're carnivores, and so they'll eat, like, little rodents or stuff like that, and people are worried about, like, their cats or their small dogs if a coyote's around. They don't bother people. You know, I think they're more afraid of us than we are of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But they don't tend to bother people, I guess.
Well, I just wanted to bring this up as a public service, because it was rather unusual to see so many people commenting. So, and it was all around the Wallen Coldwater Road area. So I don't know if anybody else has seen them or I don't think it's a problem, but I mean, for some reason this weekend, they had seemed to be out. So just be aware of that. I know at one time we had foxes running loose in 468, the 46825 zip code out there on by Paper Mill Bluffs. Carrie, do you remember that years ago?
Kind of, yeah.
We had people eating breakfast in their on their bay window. They look out, and there is a fox. So, you know, you don't usually see the foxes when you're eating breakfast.
No, for me, it's pigeons. That's all I see in the city. Pigeons.
That's not good either.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.